What I think is very important is I'm not a big believer in common ground. Let me be very frank about that. I think that common ground...
You mean the notion of common ground, right? That the way we will resolve our disagreements is by finding our common ground. Okay,
right. I just think that it's just, you know, I mean, I think that common ground can be found between people who do not have deep, deep differences. And in politics, you can find compromise. Compromise is politics is the art of the possible. But to think that you are going to take the National Conference of Catholic Bishops and the National Organization of Women, and they are going to find common ground on abortion, is not practical. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we could extend that. But I do think that... when people who disagree with each other come together with a goal of gaining a better understanding of why the other believes what they do, good things come of that. But the pressure of coming to agreement works against really understanding each other. And we don't understand each other. And the polarization that exists on the abortion issue, in which people have called each other names and demonized each other for the past 30 years, speaks against, it definitely speaks against any desire, any level of trust that enables people to come to some commonality. And so that you really have to start with this first idea that there are some people, not all, who see some benefit in learning why the other thinks the way that they do. And, you know, it's some of it's the simplistic stuff of humanization, that the person becomes a real person, not just not an extremist, not a liar, not evilly motivated. You know, that perhaps for some people you can overcome the epithets that we have charged each other with. And that I'm a very strong believer in. I have learned, I have changed my views on some aspects of abortion over the last 10 years based upon having a deeper understanding of the values and concerns of people who disagree with me. And I have an interest in trying to, as a result, I have an interest in trying to find a way that I can honor some of their values without giving up mine. That's, for me, what has happened.